All right, well, as I said after the game yesterday, I thought our players really did a good job in all three phases of the game. We made a few plays and, fought back from a 21-7 deficit, came back and, did a number of things fairly well. So it's good. It's good to get out of the division, our first division game with a win. And like I said, the players really stepped up, made a lot of plays in the second half when they needed to. And it was, I think, the difference in the game. And now it's time to turn the page and move on to Denver. Obviously, they're a real good football team. Quarterback's good. Offense, we're familiar with. They're good on defense. They're good in all three phases of the game. So as good as the Buffalo game was, we just got to get past it here and get on to the Broncos.
In terms of turning the page, when what you've seen from the Broncos so far this year, with specific to Peyton Manning, what stands out to you?
It looks pretty much like the Colts offense. Two tight ends, three receivers. And they, it's very, very similar to what they did at Indianapolis.
Just how about Peyton himself in terms of the way he is playing?
Yeah, it looks good.
Preparing to face him, what are the challenges that you face when you go up against him?
It's him and it's everybody else. I mean, it's him and the entire offensive team. And he does a good job managing that offense, getting the ball to everybody, running it, throwing it inside, throwing it outside. All the things that they have a lot of weapons. And you got to be careful about giving him opportunities, because he'll usually find them. So you have to do a good job of disguising and keeping them off balance and trying to make them figure it out after the snap or as late as possible. You certainly don't want to, just show it to them too many times and let them take a run at it.
What does it say about a defense that can force 6 turnovers in a game? You asked it yesterday. Was there anything, was there a common theme or anything that they did in particular to press the issue?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we emphasize it every week. We've gotten our hands on some balls this year. Some we've turned over, some we haven't. And we've forced a few fumbles. Sometimes we've recovered them, sometimes we haven't. But those things kind of went right for us. We got, two of the three fumbles right. We had a strip sack that we didn't get. But, I think if you just keep pressuring the ball, hopefully sooner or later you'll get it out, and hopefully sooner or later some of those will come to you. So, players have worked hard on that. We're always conscious of trying to put pressure on the ball, and yesterday was a good day for us. We got an interception off a tip and an overthrow. So Devin made a couple good plays on the ball. So they're all different. There's no common theme.
From a coach's perspective, when they're, I guess, closer to takeaways than giveaways, like yesterday. Almost all of those 6 turnovers were really good plays by the defense. Is that more promising as a coach? Whereas, if the offense was just making sloppy plays and giving the ball away.
Right. Well, you got to take advantage of all of them. But that's one thing you want your defense to always be attentive to, is not just making the tackle or making the play, but trying to get the ball when we can. But making sure you make the play first and then get the ball. You don't want to try to go for the ball and miss it and then give up a touchdown type of thing. So, it's calculated risk. But, yeah, we always talk about that, and it was good. I think our players were aware of it, and they made some good decisions, and we got the ball. So that was great.
Bill, with regard to Manning, how impressed are you that after being away from the game as long as he was, recuperating from his offseason surgery, that wound up being the whole season, that he's picked it up and not seemingly missed a beat since getting back into the game?
I'm not that surprised. He's a pretty smart guy. He's got a lot of experience, got good skills. There have been a number of other players that have missed a year with an injury, whatever it happened to be, and come back the next year and able to play at a high level. It's about what I would have expected him to be at.
that story in the offseason, like where he would end up, was followed by many just because it was unusual that a player of his caliber would be available. And I'm curious, with what interest did you follow that as the process unfolded, as it related to the Patriots?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely interested to see. I mean, he's an impact player for whatever team he's on. So, not saying that I'm really excited about having to face him again, but you got to play somebody. You know, everybody's good in this league, so everybody has good skills, good players, good coaches, good teams. So, it's out of our control. Whoever it is, but. It's a great competitive, and with Denver as well as with Peyton, and now those two have kind of combined. So I guess that's good, but can't say that this is the quarterback you really want to face. I mean, it's pretty good. Does a good job.
Gostkowski has been historically accurate. Do you look at the struggles that he had yesterday is just a blip on the radar, considering everything he's done in the past?
Well, I mean, Steve, again, had some real good plays yesterday. And, again, that's an operation that involves more than, you know, one guy. I mean, it's not, you know, a pitcher taking the ball on the mound or a golfer teeing a ball up. It's a snap, a hold, a kick, the whole process. So just we'll keep working hard at it. I have a lot of confidence in those players, Danny, Zoltan, Steve, and we've made a lot of them. Unfortunately, we missed a few, but we'll keep working at it and try to improve it, coach it better, and execute it better.
Bill, talk about your confidence with Ridley and Bolden, and how gratifying it is for you to see Bolden really have a good game like he had yesterday.
I think Brandon ran well for us in preseason when he had an opportunity. Did well in the kicking game, and he did well offensively, both running the ball and catching it. So that's kind of how he made the team. And he was a productive player in college. But, I mean, it's always good to see him do well. Those guys got a lot of help yesterday with the offensive line, the tight ends, the receivers. There were some good holes to run through, some good blocking, and they ran hard, and they got extra yards on their own. So a lot of people contributed in the running game. And Steven's done a good job for us too. You know, big thing for a back is just to be able to, you know, get him started and have a chance to use his running skills. And when there's a hole, then they gotta get through the hole and hopefully make yards on whoever the next level tackler is, the safeties or the corners or, you know, whoever it happens to be. And that's really where a back does his job, is creating extra yardage on his own. But the tight ends and the offensive line, sometimes the receivers, depend on the play, they've got to do enough to get the guy started to give him a chance. So, like I said, I think the thing that really matters most with the backs is how much yards they gain on their own. I mean, any back could really run until the first guy gets to him. That's not that special, but it's what guys do after they could or should be brought down, whether they can continue to add yards to the play after that. Then that's the mark, really, of a good runner. Which includes the receivers too. Wes did that a couple of times. Where he caught the pass, broke a tackle, gained some extra yards. You know, Woody did that on the scramble play for the touchdown, where he caught a three-four-yard pass and ended up getting past a couple guys and getting into the end zone. So those plays are, that's where those players' skills show up, is when they have the ball and what they're able to do with it, kind of on their own without much blocking.
Two more like X's and O's, I guess, type things. I noticed Rob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones flipped a little bit at times during the game. Is the thinking behind that just to give the tackles a different look so they're not facing the same player? Or what is the thinking behind flipping?
It could be a number of different things. But in the end, it's either to change the matchup for the offense or to try to do something. It's something that we're doing that, for whatever reason, we want to flip them.
Sort of along the same lines, some of the stuff you're doing before kickoffs as well. Is that more of an identification thing, just sort of where they group together on both sides? Is that just
on the double huddle? Right. I think there's some. Right. There're obviously always keys that we're looking for when we come out of the huddle on the kickoff. How many guys they have on the line? Who they are? How the wedge is deployed? How the deep returners are deployed? You know, they. And again, there's tendencies and keys on that. Sometimes when you line up differently, then they'll make an adjustment to the way you're lined up, and you can tell by that adjustment or maybe get an indication on that alignment what they may be trying to do. You know, it's like before they changed the rule when you saw teams line up and six or seven guys on one side and then swing over. Sometimes you can tell by the adjustment that the kicking team made when they swung over, kind of who was blocking who, or you know what, somebody's got to adjust. Either the front line's got to adjust, or the wedge's got to adjust in terms of their blocking assignments. And so you could get some keys on that as an example.
In terms of punt coverage, Slater and Cole made a couple plays yesterday. Is that just a matter of guys just going out and executing and making plays, or was there anything else that goes into that?
Well, I mean, it starts with good punting. I mean, that's number one, is to give those guys a chance to down the ball, you know, to put it up high enough and to put it in a place where they have a chance to get it, and then the technique of downing it, whether it's on Matt's play where McKelvin kind of ran out of the way and gave him a chance to catch it, or on Cole's play where the ball hit pretty far in front of him, it hit like around the, I don't know, outside the five-yard line, I think, and then bounced, and so he... You know, he set the picket fence there on the goal line. So there are different techniques depending on where the gunner or the coverage guy is on the play, where the ball hits, and that type of thing. But yeah, we work hard on that because you have to read the returner and see whether or not he's going to catch the ball. If he is going to catch it, you've got to depend on whether he fair catches it or not. Somebody's got to deal with him. Somebody's got to deal behind the ball. But, you know, Peterson had a long return on that last year where the guys ran behind to down the punt. He caught on about the 7, went 93 yards. So there's definitely things that those guys that are covering have to, you know, rules that they have to follow, and reading the ball, reading the returner, depending on where the ball's coming down in the middle of the field or over in the numbers area or on the sideline, how we want to try to do it. And so we work on all those things in practice over the course of the year, and whenever it comes up, then hopefully we do it right. But you know, you only have, I don't know, call it a dozen punts in practice. You know what I mean? So you don't really know where that ball's going to land, or whether it's going to be in the middle of the field or on the sideline or on the 5 or on the 10 or on the... But when it comes up, you try to use the proper technique and work on it in practice. Sometimes we do individual drills after practice where the punter practices punting, you know, inside the 50, and then, you know, the gunners go down there and practice downing it based on the, you know, where the ball comes down or whether to play the fair catch or go to the goal line or, you know, whatever it happens to be. So, yeah, I mean, it's something we work on all year, start in training camp and work on all the way through, and whatever situation comes up, which is kind of unusual. We had kind of two different ones happen in the same game. You know, one where we downed it, the other where we caught it, and then another where he fair caught it, if I'm not mistaken. I think he fair caught one down there around the 10 too. So, you know, those are all coaching points that we talk about how to play those, but they were done very well.
Bill, we've talked before about ball security. Is that maybe one of the negative aspects from yesterday's game, was the lost fumbles, and something, a point of emphasis for the next, obviously, you always emphasize it. But.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's number one, taking care of the ball. So, yeah, we didn't do a good job of it at times, and it hurt us, and we've got to do better. I mean, that it's never acceptable to give up the ball. That's, we have to take care of it. So, yeah, I mean, they made good plays, but it's, we got to take care of it. We got to handle it better.
So, maybe back-to-back questions on two of your favorite topics. Dante Hightower.
Injuries?
I was going to start there.
Yeah.
Does that work?
You know, we'll list him on Wednesday based on what his condition is.
Didn't know if you wanted to give us a sneak preview.
Yeah, if I had one, I would, but we're not practicing today. We're just in watching film and that kind of thing. So,
Hightower.
See you on Wednesday.
And just first game with.
Love to help. Yeah, I mean, I wish I knew more.
Sometimes you surprise, you know. Different occasions where you've lobbed one out to us, you know. And how about the first game?
More around Christmas time. Yeah. Put a bow on it.
About the first game with the regular officials, just curious your thoughts in terms of just that aspect of it.
Yeah, just we just really need to focus as a team on doing the best we can do, and whoever else's job it is to do something else, we can't worry about it. So we'll just do our job and see if we can do it better.
And then just to follow up on the tenant roster move from Saturday, was that just to fill out the 53? Was it with Logan in mind, or Nick, maybe not Nick Donald, being close or not close? And I guess following up on the tenant move, why that was a good choice for the 53?
Well, I mean, because we think that that's the player we want on our roster. But by rule, we had to have 53 players. So we had to sign somebody. Because he wasn't at the game, so we could have signed him today just as easily as we could have signed him on Saturday for all practical purposes. But by rule, we had to have a 53rd player on the roster. So that's why it was done Saturday.
Bill, I know this the coaching fraternity is a tight-knit one. Your reaction today about the news about Chuck Pagano? I don't know if you heard about him at all.
No.
Diagnosed with leukemia today.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. I feel for him on that one. Yeah, no, I don't know anything about it.
Sorry about the news, too.
And on that high note, yeah.
What about that hoodie?
Did you like the hoodie? Was that a game time decision for you?
Yeah, maybe that might have been the problem the last 2 weeks.
Switch it up.
Okay, thanks.